Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning to you on this Thursday morning. Boy, tomorrow's going to be a big show, man. I mean, it's a football Friday, but more importantly, it is a
baseball Friday.
Yeah. So, James, let me ask you this question. If only one of the teams can win their game this weekend, would you rather the Phillies win game one?
Phillies. Phillies, 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 Phillies. Look, I would let the Eagles go 0-4 over the next month for a championship.
Well, that's like, not what I'm asking.
The point is, I will take the Phillies in every single one of these scenarios.
Okay, well, I'm just
saying. And even if it's just one game.
It's only one game. Ree, do you agree with
James
that?
James speaks for me.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm Ree's representative.
John, do you agree with that? If only one of them wins this weekend, like the Phillies would be an 0-1 hole, we're not. These are the tough choices in life.
It's really not.
You think it's Phillies?
Yeah.
Park, because the Eagles are already 4-0, so they got a little leeway.
Yeah, if it were 2-2, maybe it's even then I'd still say the Phillies, but it'd be a better question.
You know, by the way, we haven't talked much about the conference, but yeah, the Eagles conference is really working in a good way for the Birds right now.
And maybe they could use some more ruffled feathers, a loss to kind of regroup. And remember last year, it took everything almost falling apart, and then the bye week, okay, we're going to deconstruct it and reconstruct it differently thing.
I remember.
Yeah, but they got no running game to go to as their second gear. I mean, it's just not working.
It is really not working.
Last year, you could say, hey, we're going to go to the running game because Saquon's breaking them off.
We shall see what month two looks like.
It should be better enough. It's hard to imagine it'll be worse.
Two. And remember, well, it's not going to be worse. The offensive line is seriously hampered.
Well, how are they going to get healthy in like a couple of weeks?
Well, I think Jason was saying
they
play through it.
They get better. They get better as a group. They get better as a unit every year after about a month.
Yeah.
That level of play increases a little bit. Maybe it's just the familiarity. Now you got Tyler Steen making calls. Maybe guys now recognize his voice a little bit better. You got him doing the silent count thing. Maybe this is the guys have a better feel for that, coming off the ball a little bit faster. It has taken in previous incarnations of the Eagles when their offensive line has been the world beaters that we know them as.
Yeah.
They've taken a little while to warm up.
All right, well, look, the Eagles obviously on Sunday, Phillies on Saturday. If you don't know, the Phillies matchup, and this is a great one on Saturday. It's not just the Phillies and the Dodgers. It is Christopher Sanchez against Shohei Ohtani. That is something, man.
And Shohei is hitting dongs on offense, and he's pitching well when he's playing.
And I'm guessing their fans don't complain about him leading off. But, you know.
It's amazing.
That's just me.
Just amazing.
All right, let's get to Jim in Morgantown. By the way, we're going to get you some extra Phillies excitement in a moment with things that will be going on down at the ballpark over the next few days. Jim in Morgantown. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, Jim.
Hey, just a couple Phillies points. And, guys, I don't want you to kind of take this as a doom and gloom, but over the past 10 games leading up to the playoffs, Dodgers 8-2, Phillies 6-4.
Yep.
Those four losses, their collective team batting average, super subpar. So my concern is just the recent history of quiet bats. And yeah, that's
Jim.
That's,
the I'm bats are my the bats are my biggest concern. Period. I trust the clearly the starting pitcher's more, but I'd say I also trust the back end of the bullpen more. So bats are my number one concern. And listen, the bats have been better over the last 100 games than the first 60 games. I mean, that's clear. I mean, Stott picked it up. Marsh picked it up. They removed Rojas. They half removed Castellanos. JT picked it up. So, you know, there's stuff to hold on to there with great hope. But, you know, the past years where the bats get funky is a worry for me.
Yeah, I agree. And Joe, I agree with you that I think whoever comes out of this win on Saturday, on this upcoming series, is the team that's going to win the World Series.
Well, I don't know that. All I said is it's the team that'll definitely be the favorite. We know that just based on the fact the Phillies and the Dodgers are currently the two favorites. But, you know, we shouldn't act like the Brewers are nothing. I mean, they had the best record in baseball. They won 97 games. It's a great accomplishment. But I do think the Phillies and Dodgers are the two best teams.
I agree.
Yeah. Jim, give me an answer, buddy. Give me an actress and two roles.
Amy Adams, Casino, The Fighter.
All right, let me break her down here.
Wait, did he say Casino?
He did.
She's not in Casino.
Casino.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It's way before her time.
So he could have gone Sharon Stone, Casino, and Basic Instinct.
That would have been a good answer.
Oh, yep. What
Ginger.
Are you doing?
Ginger,
you
Ginger
that?
Is electric in Casino.
Holy
oh, my
cow.
Goodness.
Yes.
Electric.
That's a great answer.
He misspoke for the Amy Adams one. I'm
so is the other one he said Sharon Stone? I'm getting. What was the other one he said?
No, the other one is Amy Adams, The Fighter. She's
but
in that. That's Christian
not
Bale.
Casino.
Yeah, I think he just misspoke. He
should have gone with Amy Adams in The West Wing.
Arrival, I think, is the best Amy
All right,
Adams.
Let's welcome in from the Phillies as we get ready not only for the games, but the fun around the games, the stuff outside the ballpark, the stuff inside the ballpark, the celebrities that'll be there, and the maestro of all of it every single October and April through September as well is the director of Fun and Games for the Philadelphia Phillies, who, James, we could use him getting some headphones so he can listen to you guys. If
that
you
would
guys
be
talk.
A good thought, yeah.
All hey, right,
DeRozio.
I thought he was a pro, and he is. He got the headphones. Mr. John Brazier. John, good morning, buddy.
What's up, fellas? This is an awesome time of the year. I'm looking at Ben Davis right here, so Ben can feel the excitement. I mean, just watching the games on TV when you don't have the angst, right? Mm-hmm. When you can watch all the other games and watch the other teams go through it, and then knowing that Saturday we're going to be like those fans you see on TV that are clutching their pearls and praying and not closing their eyes.
Yes.
And I'm just telling you, Ben, I don't know about you, but the one moment I can't wait, Duran. When Duran comes in during the playoffs, it's exciting already during the regular season, but during the playoffs, if we had a roof, that thing would just blow off because it's going to be completely nuts when that tarantula is going across and the flames and the bat bunny and then the lights are going out and all the, you know, it's going to be spectacular.
It's going to be nuts.
It's going to be nuts.
I love it. So, John, tell us what we need to know, what everyone listening needs to know about. Let's start with the outside. When you guys have a home playoff game like Saturday, it's going to be sometime in the 6 o'clock hour. We don't know the time yet. It's dependent on Red Sox-Yanks tonight.
6:08, Red Sox, 6:38, Yankees.
Yeah, so somewhere in the 6 o'clock hour. What's going on outside the ballpark?
Well, first of all, today, fans can see the rally bus, which is going to be... Are you part of the rally bus, Ben?
I'm not part of the bus, but I will be part of the Q&A.
All right, downtown. Well, 11:45, you can see the rally bus at the Comcast Center Plaza, and then 1 o'clock, it's going to be at City Hall, then it's going to South Jersey, it's going to Pittman, and then it's going to Haddon Township. So we're going to have the Fanatic, we're going to have some announcers, we're going to have some surprises, ball girls, rally towels, that's going to be fun. But then Saturday, again, if it's 6:08 or 6:38, we're going to have the block party with a Ferris wheel, food trucks, a lot of fun, get out there. The store will be open early, 10 o'clock in the morning. And again, the gates open 2.5 hours before the game starts. Like always, I can't say who's going to throw out the first pitch. Last time, I think it was it 2 years ago? I said, it's going to be spectacular. And then you guys are speculating. It made national news somehow because
I think we thought it was going to be Charlie,
right? You thought it was going to be Taylor Swift. You thought it was going to be Sylvester Stallone. Yeah. And meanwhile, it was Rhys Hoskins, which to me is spectacular.
Nah, you oversold it a little bit.
I did, that's kind of my job.
It was great, though, Rhys. That was great.
Charlie had just come back from whatever the latest bout was. And I thought, I see Rhys, I'm like, well, you didn't just almost die.
Right. True. You know? But Rhys was hurt, and Rhys was the emotional, right? So I can't tell you, but all I can say, I'll just give you a tiny little bit of hint, and it's not really a hint, but Saturdays is going to be the status is cool, right?
Okay.
Monday is more the cool fact. Like, Monday is going to be the, wow, like it's going to really? Be, to me, I'm more, again, I think the Saturday one is going to be awesome. This Monday one, I'm really looking forward to.
Okay.
Nice. I like that. Yeah. That's a good little tease right there.
It's a good sell right there. So you got some celebs up your sleeve. Can you announce some celebs that will be in the house for certain games?
I can tell you on Monday, and this is going to be no shocker because he's basically our big celebrity fan. I
always feel Miles Teller is going to be back?
Yeah, I feel, you know, the Eagles have, you know, Bradley Cooper and oddly enough, Mike Trout, right? And the Sixers, I feel like they've got, you know, Will Smith back in the day, and they've got Kevin Hart, and they've got some others, right? Flyers have Dave Boreanaz, and the Philly, we've kind of gone, we had Bradley Cooper, but our base main guy is Miles Teller. Mm-hmm. So he's coming Monday, and actually is a celebrity that's kind of on that same status is we're going to have a comedian, Shane Gillis, is coming. Ooh, I think he's coming with Miles on Monday.
Is he a Phillies fan?
Oh, yeah.
He's, he's a big fan.
He's come to a bunch of Phillies games.
He's great.
So, his Tires show is outrageous. Well, it's funny.
It's funny. So we had the kid from the union that the Philly, the union signed.
Sullivan?
Right, at 14 years old. I brought him and his brother to a game. They met, Aaron Judge came over to the kid and said, congratulations on the contract. He met Rob Thompson, Bryce Harper, all these different people. We met Shane Gillis on the way out of batting practice. And we go up top into a suite and I said, hey, who is your favorite guy that you met? Because I'm thinking Bryce Harper gave him a bat.
Yeah.
You know, he had 15 minutes of Rob Thompson. Aaron Judge, one of the best players in baseball, he said, I think it's that comedian guy. He's got like 2 million Instagram followers. And I'm sitting there going like, oh my God, I'm in a totally different generation. Right here.
It's all about the Instagram.
It's all about whatever followers.
John, I'll give you $100.
Can you tell him that I am a huge Mechanicsburg fan of his Mechanicsburg
self? Oh, Shane Gillis.
Yes.
All right.
He's a Mechanicsburg person.
You guys should have Shane Gillis on the show.
We should have Shane. We absolutely should.
We should. Love to. Absolutely.
You should definitely do it. All right. Well, I'll
hook it up, Brace.
He's a big star.
I'll mention something when I see him.
The same place as me and
he's probably a huge John Ritchie fan.
I don't know.
He's definitely a big John Ritchie
fan. Yeah, he's the right age.
He's got to be younger than you, right? So
I think he played football at Trinity High School, which is in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania.
Okay. He's 37.
Yeah, okay. So. I'm pretty sure he was a football player.
Yes, he was a teenager when you were playing.
Yeah, guarantee you looked up to John Ritchie.
The Bridge, $100 if you get Will Smith out there.
Will Smith.
$100 to you if you get Will Smith.
Not the catcher from the Dodgers.
No, he'll be there.
He's catching for the Dodgers. Will be there.
So you owe me $100.
He got you. Flat out.
Get him.
You owe him $100.
All right, here we go. You didn't let me finish the sentence. To throw out the first pitch.
Will Smith.
Yeah, I mean, he owns the Sixers, apparently. Never shows up to the Sixers. Let's see if the Phillies can do something. Okay. I'm just saying.
If you don't get him, Brazier, I'm going to slap you in the face.
Right.
I mean, Rick.
Scott Fransky did say, like, a couple years ago, said when Will Smith got a single to right field, he said, yeah, he slapped that ball into right field.
That's great. All right, if Wheeler throws out a first pitch, righty or lefty?
I don't know.
It has to be idea. Lefty. Well,
would it be?
Lefty, 100%.
I mean, I don't know where he is in the rehab. Is he allowed to throw like a ball soft toss?
No way.
Okay, that's why I'm asking.
We don't know. We've never gone through the blood clot thing, Ben.
What do I know?
There's been one pitcher at blood clots in like the last decade. You know? Come on.
You got a bad toenail. You've been in a boot for three weeks.
But he's Zach Wheeler. Yeah. You know?
And Joe Conklin down at fantasy camp had a sore finger, and I went into the trainer's room, and he's sitting on a chair with his finger dipped into the hot tub. I said, Joe, what are you doing right there? I said, you're not allowed to criticize anybody anymore on injuries. Yeah.
That's really how he was treating himself.
Yes. John, the ticket request got to be overwhelming.
Out of control.
Right?
Yes. And if you hear this and you're calling me today, you'll know the answer.
All right, we're going to do life advice right now because we do it every Thursday at this time, but I'm going to do a change up because I'm going to ask a question to John Brazier. Life advice with the Hammer is not sponsored today. So, okay, it doesn't matter. John Brazier, here's the life advice question. What do you do when you get a ticket request from someone? It's like on the borderline. It's not like a definite yes, like it's a major star. It's not a definite no, like it's a major nobody. Someone kind of in the middle. Well, and they come to you and say, Brazier, I need tickets. What do you do?
I'll give you a perfect example because one year, I think this is probably during the 08 run, I got a call, I swear, from Eddie Munster.
So Al called you?
What's that?
I said Al called you?
Yeah, right.
What was his name?
It wasn't Al.
What was his name?
Butch Patrick. Patrick. Right. I got a call from Butch Patrick for playoff tickets, and I think I took care of him just because, I don't know, I felt bad karma. I'm picturing him in the coffin when he was a kid.
So Eddie Munster's a Phillies fan?
I don't know. He was a Phillies fan that time.
What about it? Add him to the list.
What's Butch doing now?
I don't know. He's looking for tickets. That's what he's doing.
That's great, man.
Does that answer your question? He's the most random celebrity I've had.
What was his hair like? Was it
exactly like it was on
older,
the show.
Right? It was an older version of Eddie Munster. He still had the
I was joking.
Yes, he actually did something with a Fanatic, and he asked me. He said, "Would you like my autograph?" Well, what do you say to him when someone says that? Sure. So Lily in my office. Next time you guys come to my office, I have a picture of him in the coffin, black and white picture.
You cherish it, man. Cherish that
in the coffin, and it's it says to John. You know, I mean, whatever.
Eddie Munster.
But, I don't know if you wrote Eddie Munster or Butch Patrick.
Eddie Munster.
That's wild.
Do you want my autograph and then write Eddie Munster would be hilarious.
That's wild. All right, well, listen, my man, to your squad, good luck.
And can I take a guess, too, on on your question of the day?
Sure.
As James knows, I text him all the time and give him my answers. Mine was, for me, at my age, Bad News Bears was a very seminal movie.
I love this
answer. I love that movie. Mm-hmm. And who didn't have a crutch on Tatum O'Neal back then when you're my age? So Tatum O'Neal and Bad News Bears and also Paper Moon.
Paper Moon is a great movie, by the way. If people haven't watched it, phenomenal movie.
It's not going to win, but
she's great in it.
And for the people out there that think Brazier's a sicko and he's not, I just want to be clear. He was about seven or eight.
Yes.
I just want to be clear because when you make a comment like that, people can misinterpret.
Right.
I'm making sure they know you were super young.
Exactly.
That's why you referenced what you referenced.
I knew the Dead Sea when I was six. So I just entered my seventh decade. So
I'm going to say there are many men Brazier's age who had the exact same experience.
I just want to put that out there. I had thought of that earlier, the Tatum O'Neal answer from back then.
It's not going to win, but I just wanted to get my love out for Bad News Bears.
Pretty notable. Well, John, good luck to your team, my man.
All right, go Phils.
I mean, get them, Braish.
Thanks, really, man.
Delco's finest.
It's an exciting time of the year, man. All right, there he is, John Brazier. 215-592-9494. Let's go from that to A.J. Brown, then right back to the phones, because A.J. said something yesterday about the offense that I thought was pretty interesting. He gave a big picture answer on the offense. Here he is, A.J., yesterday.
Are you confident that this will get fixed offensively?
I'm very optimistic, man. I trust my coaches. You know, I trust Jalen to we can get this thing figured out. We're working towards it. And we see it at times. It's just the inconsistent. It's starting to be consistent, you know. And that's where the frustration comes in at because of, you know, as of last year, you would look back and you see, like, Saquon was on a historic pace. We're running the ball, but we weren't passing the ball too well, right? So now this year, we're struggling a little bit running the ball, and also we're still struggling passing the ball. So it's just like, all right, let's get this thing fixed before we run into a serious team. And now we learn from losing instead of learn from winning, you know. So that's the message.
It's a very reasonable and interesting answer. You know, the inconsistent is starting to become consistent. And they were last year in the passing game, but to his point, boy, they could run. They could really run last year. And to have both the running and the passing struggling this year, I mean, it is borderline miraculous.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Or now, but they are.
But you know, you look around the rest of the league and you see other teams struggling with similar things. Now, the Baltimore Ravens, their defense can't stop anybody, but they've got Derrick Henry to hand the ball to, and they're not. and they're not successful running
the ball.
He also
fumbled three times
fumbled
this year.
A lot.
True.
That really, you know.
But they're not getting the blocking up front either. They've got Lamar injured.
Yeah, well,
also,
now
by the way,
yeah.
they've got all sorts of issues. They've got two losses on the season already. But it's not
three.
It's not,
three. They're one and three. Yeah.
One and three.
It's not easy. It's not easy sledding at this point for other teams that are normally pretty established and pretty solid.
This is a lot of talent, though, to be having these issues. I mean, it's not supposed
everywhere
to be like this.
Everywhere you look, there's a lot of talent.
Not
it's
like
the
this.
NFL.
No, absolutely not. There's no
this
way.
This is talent that's playing against us. Look, we're about to play a lesser calendar of talent over the next month.
Well, that's my
point. That first month of talent, that was tougher than what
we're
about
to see for the next
4 weeks.
Here's my point.
Here's
my point. The Denver Broncos with Bo Nix and like whoever they got. They still got Sutton, Cortland Sutton.
Yeah, Cortland Sutton's there.
All right,
and like Dobbins.
Like whatever
Tony
that,
Franklin.
Yeah, whatever that crew
Marvin
is.
Mims.
Okay, that crew is not supposed to match up with Jalen Hurts,
100%.
Saquon Barkley,
well,
AJ Brown.
Marvin Mims doesn't scare you as much as AJ Brown. Are you sure?
Devontae Smith.
No.
I mean, come on now.
J.K. All right. Dobbins isn't Saquon Barkley? Are we sure about this?
I kind of liked him.
I do, too. I'm a J.K. Dobbins guy.
All right. Time's yours. And we're coming back on the phone line. So with everything going on here, your chance to react to everything on 94 WIP.
Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. Just go to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to get in on this Thursday's action. All you have to do is place an anytime touchdown scorer bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last TD of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets, too. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Well, Seltzer.
Going old school.
This is how my show used to start.
I know. I produced it back in the day.
Wow.
Felt like I hadn't busted out in a while.
This is the intro song.
Yeah, this is the intro song to your show.
Oh, my God. That's funny. All right. Good morning to you. So the Phils and the Dodgers.
Any reason why you chose this?
Or someone chose it for me.
Yeah, it was just the one we played.
No idea.
John, I don't even know what band it is.
It's AC/DC.
Yeah, I don't know. What do I know?
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
You didn't know the
name of the most iconic voices ever.
I might have guessed them. I mean, I hear it now, and I might have.
The band who did the song. That's incredible, though, that you did not know that offhand.
Nah.
Because it is a distinctive voice.
Very distinctive.
Well, I was usually, like, you know, I talk over the music. So I would talk, and hello, let's go. Phone lines, let's roll.
That was your show.
You know. My show was at 6 o'clock back in the
Your
day.
Your show. So his, he never did a show. You never did a show with another person before?
I did many shows with people, but am I best solo? Damn right. No, I did all sorts of shows. I did shows with,
you did both,
with Dutch, with Baldy.
Adam Kaplan back
Kaplan.
In the day.
Yeah,
Adam's the best.
Adam's great.
I love Adam.
He's a wonderful
he
person.
He is feisty.
Yes. Yeah.
What I love about him.
I know.
He knows.
Yeah. B. West. Oh, wow. I mean, you did shows with a lot of people. Oh, Trot, wow. Of course. Yeah.
Kruk and I had a base. I think Kruk and I had maybe the first interview of Cole ever, at least like as a Phil. It was either the day before his first start or the day after his first start.
Was Cindy there?
Cindy Webster?
Yeah.
No.
I bet she would have.
Cindy Webster was not there.
Been excited to hear that interview with Cole.
Oh, because she loves Cole. Yeah,
she does love Cole. Yeah, that is so true.
She loves him.
That is true. All right, let's get to the, and by the way, Red October rally tomorrow.
Great.
Yeah, Cindy's awesome. WIP Red October pep rally tomorrow at Stateside Live. That's what, you know, used to be called Xfinity Live. Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Stateside Live. So be there if you can. And Ben, I'm thinking now about this tour going around today, getting to the Comcast Tower. You're going to be there?
Yeah.
You said thousands of people are going to be there?
There's going to be a lot of people there.
Should,
Ben, are you going to look so golfy?
Yes,
are you
Joe, I know where you're going.
Golfy looking?
Yeah. You should have your book there.
Ben, should I just take my book to the Comcast Tower today?
Why not? I mean, why not?
Well, the why not is I got freaking physical therapy.
Oh.
So
that is the thing.
Go make some money on the book or do the physical therapy.
Go make some money, then go ice.
I don't know. I mean, it's all staggered.
Well, if you weren't doing it on the air, you could have just called them and said you were feeling under the weather and you weren't going to make it today.
But, yeah, but, you know, I also got to get this thing healed up. I got, you know, Fritz's ass to kick. So, anyway, I'll figure that out. Maybe I pop into Xfinity Live tomorrow or Stateside Live and start selling books.
There you go.
Okay, I got options now.
This is what you. This is the right way to think.
They
though.
Better get
this
a big
smart.
Crowd.
Go to where the people are, Joe.
I'm writing that
you
down.
Like a backpack. You're selling them out of your backpack.
Book tomorrow. All right.
Strike while the iron's hot.
I take credit cards. I take Venmo. I got the whole
you
thing.
Venmo,
set up.
Finally. See the Venmo working out now, huh?
I got the credit card freaking machine.
Do you really on your phone? You got
James,
that thing? That's amazing.
James, I set up an LLC.
I can't believe it.
You got to pay your taxes. I set up an LLC.
So you doing
you
an LLC is less surprising than you using your phone to check people
correct.
Out. That is shocking to me.
All right. So let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. Questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question relates to who should start game two. If Ranger's healthy, who should it be? Let's all go on the record what we would do. If healthy, I start Ranger. John?
Yes, I would like to start Ranger if he's healthy.
Ben?
Ranger.
James?
I would start Lizardo.
Why?
I think I love Lizardo at home. The energy, I think he gets pumped up by the crowd. And I just trust Ranger in a situation on the road more. Like, Ranger's a slow heartbeat guy. I think he can pitch in any place, anywhere, anytime. I just trust him more in game three.
Okay, Ray?
Lizardo has always talked about, since he came here, the energy, how much he loves. I think he feeds off of it.
Me too.
And I absolutely think Ranger could care less where he is.
So 60% Ranger, 40% Lizardo amongst
and I think
us.
You can have Ranger, if you pitch him in game three, Ranger can come out of the bullpen in game five if you need it. And I don't think you could do the same thing with Lizardo. I think it gives you more optionality that way as the series moves on.
Okay. Yeah, pretty good points. John, how do you think people voted?
Boy, I have no idea, so I'm going to guess 52% say Lizardo.
60% say Ranger.
It actually matched us, exactly.
Yeah, that's why I said
that's
that.
Wild. Yeah, that's wild.
All right, second poll question. Should I wear the Fantasy Camp uniform? Now, before we get to the results of people on social media, Rhea, should I?
No.
Reason?
Because it's failed.
Failed.
You should only have superstitions if they work.
Yeah, and it's not just, so I'll say this. The superstition angle is part of it, but there's also the... You know, it's not like, do I think they actually lost because I wore it? No.
Of course not.
No, there's the
fun thing.
Superstitions, it's not like you're always going to win with them, but they have to occasionally win for you to keep a superstition.
Look, my inclination is no also. So, okay, James, your answer.
Yeah, I agree. No, we haven't won yet. And I'm a big superstitions each year thing. You know, like to Rhea's point, if it works, keep doing it. But if they don't win the World Series, throw in the trash.
What about if I don't wear it and they get to the World Series and then I start wearing it?
That would be bad, too. I mean, that would be even worse.
It'd be weird.
That'd be a disaster.
The answer is no. You've jinxed this team enough.
Ben Davis?
Stop wearing it.
No, don't wear it.
So 57% agree with you, but I still got 43% that
want
me to
wear it. I'm surprised there's that many. And people
want to
see
you
look foolish, I think. Yeah. I think that's what it is.
All right.
More than anything,
I'll say this.
The driving force.
The wearing
look at that tool
for 47% of people or 43% of people.
We just want them to look dumb.
No matter the reason, I it's still open ended now that it was that close. Got to figure that one out.
Maybe just go just jersey. How about just the jersey?
Yeah, I never liked that. I think that only works.
Okay, just the pants.
It only works.
That would look even more foolish. Just the pants.
I think the jersey
the
only works.
No jersey.
Football. I think
socks
the jersey
only.
Alone in baseball's kind
you could Winnie the Pooh. You could just go the jersey and nothing else. The Winnie the Pooh.
Ew.
Well, then HR would have to be involved.
Come on, man. Let's go to Coach Harris right now. Harris, how you been, buddy?
How's it going, Joe? How's it going, everyone?
Good, pal.
So, I think that Joe is 100% correct about Jalen being the problem, and I hope you all can hear me out. Everyone,
let me say one thing before you continue, Harris.
Sure.
I haven't said that as much this year because I think the blame is more spread aroundable. I do think he is a part of the problem, but I think the line has been the biggest issue, and I think Saquon does not look the same. But with that said, I feel pretty much where I've been on Jalen. Go ahead.
Every great player has weaknesses, and I'll go tennis. Andy Roddick, no backhand. Novak Djokovic, no net gain. Yannick Sinner, no net gain. Roger Federer, no Big Sur. It's okay. You can still love Jalen and appreciate everything he does and appreciate the fact that he has his greatest game in the biggest moments. And at times he can do it. But the truth is that the constant that we've seen since he's been the starter is that he seems to just not have consistent patience in the pocket to let longer routes develop to allow Brown and Smith to get
the
open.
Protection needs to develop.
But it was the same last year. And John, with all due, you're a former NFL player, but the line was great last year, and the line was great in his rookie year, and in 22 he was great, but he had more time than any other quarterback in the NFL last year. And we were having these same conversations last year, and we had a top offensive coordinator. The Saints are on four, but they're scoring points. And Spencer Rattler's throwing touchdowns. I'm just saying.
Spencer Rattler threw like 140 yards last game, man.
No, he's two touchdowns, and they've been scoring points, right? And Spencer Rattler's not that
they've
good.
They've scored less points than the Eagles have.
Look, Harris, I'll bring it home this
against
way.
Against the NFC South.
I'll bring it home this way. I think he is a below average passing quarterback in pro football. Okay. Now hold on a second. His running is so good and helps others through the running, including when they pass. That helps soften things up, helps the running game typically. And that's, in my opinion, what makes him, you know, a worthy starter and above average quarterback. But pure, and it's not the way he throws the ball. I think his actual throwing, why he had inaccuracies last game, I think he's a good thrower of the football. Not the most booming arm, but a good thrower. To me, it is primarily the timing and the other point you're bringing up, which is sometimes he leaves the pocket prematurely, but less than he used to.
We have not seen that nearly as much as we did last year.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's mostly a timing thing. And the third thing I'd say is, and John, you've brought this up a lot, the willingness to take reasonable chances. Mm-hmm. Like, no one's saying fire it into double coverage, but what many are saying is, we use the term 50-50. Forget 50-50. Let's say it's 60-40. Let's say AJ's somewhat open. Throw the rock to him. Throw him the ball. And that's where he often doesn't. Now, to his credit, because he can run, he can do more in that moment than Tom Brady could if it's like, hey, play's breaking down. Now I got to use my legs, obviously. So this is a multiple side coin here. But I do think fundamentally, because of his lack of timing, I would put him as a below average passing quarterback.
They've had to change the offense with multiple coaches because of his deficiencies. And here's the thing. You can still love him. That's my problem with so many pro Jalen guys. Is it's like you got to drink the Kool-Aid, right? You got to be 100%. Jalen's right. The best thing ever. He's the best quarterback. There's no one else. He should be number one or number two. Not the case.
I agree with you.
He is an unbelievable decision maker for the run game. There is a lot more on his plate than you both accept and comprehend than I accept and comprehend. There's so much going on reading through this stuff to get to whether it's even a run or a pass. And when he's reading through that pass game, he really is getting better and better to where I think people are recognizing around the league that this guy has improved. He has taken it to the next level. Your view that he's not picking up on these things, these reads, that's becoming antiquated, Joe. He is becoming a young, heads-up quarterback who does understand what he's looking at.
I don't think this is the week to say it. They just had zero completions in the second half. Yep.
I'm telling you, he had a bad half. He's getting better at these things that you're saying he can't do.
I didn't say he can't, but I don't think he does it as consistently as others in the passing game. Yeah, I think that's a fact.
Harris, look around the league at the other quarterbacks. Who's doing it consistently?
Well,
Name me one.
Well, I'd have to look at. I don't watch. No, I haven't watched all
no
these games.
Is. It's really that's difficult not accurate. Because
Josh Harris is very consistent. Josh Harris.
Oh my God!
Josh,
oh,
you actually think Josh your Allen is consistent?
Yes, I do.
Well, he's not.
Well, I'm talking to Harris. I'm talking about Josh. Hey, Harris. I need an answer. Give me an actress. Two roles.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, Silver Linings Playbook, Hunger Games.
It's okay. I mean,
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just hated the one movie. And there's
Silver Linings Playbook?
I hated it.
I hated it, yeah. Too.
But there's bigger
it's
answers.
One thing you and I, like, I don't get it. I don't get the love for that movie.
No, at all. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge, your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity. Imagine that.
Good morning, Joey. It's your mother. Hey, all this hoopla about costume, you know, your baseball costume. I think I'm going to burn it because there's no reason for a grown man to wear that. Besides, it's really bad luck. Hey, have a great day, sweetie. Love ya.
Oh, that's very nice.
We hate L.A. We hate it. They're polar opposites of Philadelphia. They're the overdogs. We're the underdogs. They're Apollo Creed. We're Rocky Balboa. Fly, Philly, fly. Let's take this thing right now. Time's off.
All right. Speaking of the Dodgers, I got a Dodgers question after we're done with Time's Yours. Let's keep it going.
I'm telling you right now, I'm thrilled about this matchup against the Dodgers. You know why I'm thrilled? Because the ghost of Matt Stairs and the ghost of 2-1 in the bottom of the knife, Jimmy Rollins, will loom heavy in this matchup. Time's Yours.
And Broxton. They're going to Broxton in a big spot. And bang!
You think the current Dodgers have any idea that
none.
I think the Phillies might show it up on Fantavision, though. And with that said, let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts,
right.
Compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I got a Phillies-Dodgers question. Is the Phillies-Dodgers thing, and this will be the seventh time they've met in the playoffs, which is saying something, because it's not like the Phillies have been in the playoffs a million times in their existence. Is the Phillies-Dodgers thing the best Philadelphia rivalry out of the division?
Hmm.
So the Eagles and Chiefs have cranked up a little something in recent years.
Eagles and Patriots back.
Eagles and Patriots.
That might be.
You've got the Sixers and the Lakers.
Eagles and Rams, kind of a little thing going now.
A little bit.
Not that
much.
Well,
they played three times in a year.
Sixers and Lakers in the 80s.
It
like,
was huge.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Sixers and Celtics.
And then they played. No, out of the division.
Oh, out of the division. Yeah.
And the Sixers and Lakers played again 0-1. Ben, what's your... And so Flyers, what would be the Flyers' biggest one? Probably the Bruins?
Tampa?
Bruins.
Probably the Bruins, who I do not believe are currently in the division. They reconfigured the division a few years ago.
I hate it when
ago.
They did that. God,
it
I screwed
me all
it, like,
up.
The back of my hand.
Just give me the Patrick division. What are we doing here?
So, and the Phillies and Pirates were something, but that's been... That was
a long time ago,
Penguins
but yeah.
In the Flyers division?
Boy, that's a...
I thought of the Penguins, but I thought they were in the division.
God, see, I'm so spun around on the hockey division. Yeah. Penguins would be a good one.
That would be a good one, yeah.
All right,
the Dodgers a good one, though, man.
So what do you think? James, gut feeling.
I think Sixers-Lakers. Maybe not now, but when it was hot, I think Sixers-Lakers. But right now, I think Phillies-Dodgers is probably it.
I mean, this is the fourth different group that they're going to play. They played in 50. They played a ton in the late 70s, early 80s, in the playoffs. They played 08 and 09, and then here we go again. The Bruins are in a different division. The Penguins are in the Flyers division.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. I mean, come on now. All right, let's go to Gary calling from Vineland, New Jersey. Gary, good morning.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Gary?
I got the, remember the Mike Schmidt quote?
Yes, sure.
So this is the thrill of victory and the agony of the next day AJ tweet.
Yeah. And by the way, him then throwing the tweet out at Seth Joyner and then pulling it back. Oh, it's God. Like, come on, man. I mean, really.
He is his own worst enemy. I understand, you know, the frustration, but then do something on the field. Don't do it off the field.
All right, Gary, I got another question I'm going to crank up. I forgot to ask this one earlier. You get first crack at it.
Okay.
Roughly 60-year-old Seth Joyner. I'm not sure how old he is. Roughly 60-year-old Seth Joyner versus about 27-year-old AJ Brown. I'm being dead serious. Gary, who wins the fight?
If you saw the video of Jordan hitting him in the walkway and his high-pitched screech, I'm going to take Seth Joyner.
All right, Rhea, Seth or AJ today, a fight?
I'm taking the 28-year-old.
Ben?
Yeah.
I saw Seth on Tuesday.
Do you have no shoes on and feet are up on the desk?
I noticed his bare foot up there.
He does that all the time.
This is not acceptable.
Now, Joe Gilio has to sit there in about 10 minutes.
On the computer.
Yeah, you better wash that down.
He's got his naked feet on the desk in the computer.
Gilio will deal with it. All right?
And who's your toenails, too.
All right, I'll put the freaking foot down.
This is, yeah.
All right, Ben. Yes. Ben, Seth or AJ, who wins the fight? I'm serious. 60 versus 27.
That's good. I say Seth.
James?
There's only one of those two that I know and talk to, so Seth, absolutely. Yeah.
John? John, all jokes aside, John, really, who would win the fight?
Oh, geez. Well, Seth is 6'3", 260, and he's in good shape.
He really is.
AJ is in great shape also, but man, Seth is just a bigger man.
I think it's Seth.
AJ is gigantic for a wide receiver, but Seth is a man, all intimidating.
Right. Can't believe of all of you, I'm the only one not afraid of Seth Joyner. that does. Yeah.
All right, Gary, I share your frustration though. I hear you, my man. All right, let's get you the tickets for John Legend. You got to come up with the best answer for a combination of two roles from an actress.
So I'm going to go Susan Sarandon, Thelma and Louise, and in honor of Phil's, Bull Durham.
All right. Ooh. So
pretty good answer.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right. So, James, which one have you been saying all show you think it should
have
been?
I feel confident that you will agree that this is the winning answer if it had been said. Diane Keaton was Kay Corleone and Annie Hall. I mean, talk about two more iconic female characters, Annie Hall and Kay Corleone.
So I don't agree.
What?
Well, I'll tell you why. She's not even a top three or four character in The Godfather.
It doesn't matter. She's Kay Corleone.
No, I understand.
That's exactly right. Not even a top character in The Godfather.
She's Kay Corleone.
Okay. What does that matter?
What do I care?
What does that matter?
I think you're crazy. First of all, you're underrating Kay.
It's almost a non-character.
The sixth best character in The Godfather is better than most characters in any other movie. Like, what are we talking about here?
Let's come up with the winning answer of those that were set. So I think the Julia Roberts one is big. Pretty Woman and Erin Brockovich.
Yeah, I
those
do like
are
that. That
choices.
Stood out.
Those All are right, perfect.
We got the Judy Garland answer of Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz and A Star is Born. That is big. I mean, let's put it this way. Nothing said today is bigger, one role, than Dorothy and The Wizard of Oz.
No, you're right.
So then the question is whether A Star is Born meets the level.
I haven't seen
Okay.
that.
Then you've got Talia Shire in The Godfather and Rocky.
So I think that's my winner.
I think I got to pick that, yeah.
Connie and Adrian?
Yeah.
I think it's between them. So, James, you go with Talia Shire.
I go with Talia Shire.
All right.
Connie and Adrian.
That's two. Ben, where are you at?
Sure. Why not?
And bang.
Wow. Really, really convicted on there.
Come on,
Ben. Sure, why not?
I mean, it's like an A.J. Brown answer. What are we doing here?
I was going to go Gina Davis, League of Their Own, and Beetlejuice.
Or Thelma and Louise for Gina Davis.
I love that one.
But yeah, Beetlejuice is good too, but I think Thelma and Louise is more iconic, don't you?
I was going to go Jenna Jameson in.
Of course you were.
You know, that and Part Two. All right.
What are you doing?
Everybody, sorry.
That's good. That's
like
good.
A little yucky yuck on the way out the door. Hey, listen.
Yuck is the right word.
Yes. Gilio and Hugh, they're up next. If you missed Kelsey earlier today, and it was really good. We had him on for about an hour and 10 minutes. Kelsey, the whole thing is stored in the Odyssey app, so you can check out that interview. If you missed it from yesterday, the Rob Thompson interview. Look, have a great rest of the day. We're getting really close to the playoffs. We will crank it up even more tomorrow on 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.